From the supermarket to the used car lot, Americans have been dealing with 2 years of sticker shock. And that continued in May, although inflation was somewhat cooler than the month before. Prices are up 4% over the last 12 months. That's the smallest annual increase since March of 2021. The latest cost of living report from the Labor Department comes just as Federal Reserve officials are huddling to decide what to do with interest rates. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now with details. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's getting more expensive? And Scott, please tell me something's getting cheaper.
Something is, yeah. Rising rents and used car prices were some of the biggest drivers of inflation last month, but that was partially offset by falling prices elsewhere. Gasoline prices were down, even as demand for gas has been on the rise. And eggs, which were the poster child for soaring supermarket inflation, have come back to earth now that laying flocks are recovering from that severe outbreak of avian flu. In fact, egg prices dropped nearly 14% last month. That's the biggest decrease since 1951. White House economist Ernie Tedeschi says goods prices overall aren't climbing as fast as they had been now that pandemic knots in the supply chain have generally come untangled.
We try not to pay too much attention to month-to-month numbers because they are noisy. But I think if you're looking at trends, supply chains have normalized, and that seems to have translated into goods inflation that has trended down.
The problem is, just as one pain in the pocketbook goes away, another comes along. So while the price of some things have leveled off or even fallen, other prices, especially for services like restaurant meals and car repairs, are still climbing. And that's making it hard to get overall inflation back down to 2% where the Fed wants it to be. So-called core inflation, which strips out food and energy prices that bounce around a lot, remains stubbornly high. It was 5.3% for the 12 months ending in May.
So what's the Fed doing in response?
Well, it's been raising interest rates pretty aggressively. The central bank has boosted its benchmark rate at the last 10 straight meetings. That makes it more expensive to borrow money for a business or buy a house or carry a balance on your credit card. At this week's meeting, though, Fed watchers think the central bank is going to take a break and leave rates unchanged, giving policymakers some more time to assess how the economy is reacting to the higher borrowing costs. Andrew Patterson, who's a senior economist at Vanguard, says don't get too comfortable, though. He thinks the Fed could start resuming rate hikes as early as July.
We believe the Fed has more work to do. I think they have an opportunity here for a hawkish pause or skip, whatever you want to call it, where they're saying, hey, we're eventually going to get to a higher terminal rate.
Back in March, Fed policymakers on average thought rates would end up this year about where we are right now. But since then, we've had some strong economic data, so the Fed might feel like it needs to tap the brakes a little harder, even if it doesn't do so this week.
We've been living with high inflation for a while now. How's this affecting the way people think about rising prices?
You know, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York surveys people every month to see what they think inflation will do in the coming year and 3 years and 5 years. In the most recent survey, people guessed that inflation a year from now would be lower. In fact, their guess was the lowest since the spring of 2021. But they raised their estimate of where inflation would be 3 and 5 years out. So one way to think about that is people seem to be not as acutely worried about inflation as they were a few months ago, but they also think it's a stubborn problem that could be with us for a while.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.